From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A British murder investigation points a finger of accusation toward Vladimir Putin. A top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably personally approved the assassination of Viktor Litvinenko, a Russian spy turned dissident who was exiled in Britain after criticizing Putin. Robert Owen, a retired judge serving as the inquiry's chairman Thursday, announced his year-long inquiry and confirmed the Russian state was responsible for the November 2006 poisoning of Litvinenko carried out by two Russian agents at the Millennium Hotel in central London, just a few meters from the U.S. Embassy. VOA's London correspondent Luis Ramirez has more.
The report says that President Vladimir Putin probably approved the assassination of Litvinenko, which happened in 2006 when he met with two Russian agents at a hotel in central London. The allegation, which is now conclusive, is pretty much proven by British investigators, was that they laced his tea with a highly toxic radioactive substance known as radioactive polonium. This resulted in contamination of the hotel, and the contamination pretty much spread across the streets of London wherever Mr. Litvinenko was after that moment. He fell ill very quickly, died 23 days later.
In Moscow, the Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Shakharova said, "We regret that a purely criminal case has been politicized and has darkened the general atmosphere of bilateral relations." More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there will be no fundamental delay in the international talks on Syria's political future beginning next week. Kerry met Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Asked if he was concerned by persistent reports about delays due to disagreements over which opposition groups will take part and whether this might slow the momentum for peace in Syria, Kerry told reporters.
There isn't going to be when you say a delay, it may be a day or two for invitations, but there's not going to be a fundamental delay. The process will begin on the 25th, and they will get together, and we'll see where we are.
Speaking before his talks with Netanyahu, Kerry said the process of the talks will begin in Geneva on Monday. Earlier Thursday, Kerry met in Davos with the UN envoy for Syria, Stephan de Mistura. Mistura said even if there are disputes over who will attend the UN-mediated talks, the peace process must go forward. Pakistan says a deadly assault on a university in a northwestern city Wednesday was being controlled from a location in Afghanistan through an Afghan cell phone by a fugitive member of the Pakistani Taliban. Army spokesman Asim Bajwa released details of Pakistan's investigation into the attack Thursday. He said Pakistan's military chief, General Rahil Sharif, telephoned the Afghan leadership and the commander of NATO's Afghan mission and asked for the cooperation in locating and targeting those responsible for this heinous act and bring them to justice. Pakistan alleges that leaders and commanders of the anti-state Taliban militants have taken refuge on the Afghan side of the border after fleeing army-led counterinsurgency operations. However, the Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui on Thursday dismissed allegations that there are terrorist bases in Afghanistan being used against Pakistan. He strongly condemned the university attack in Pakistan and reiterated Kabul's allegations that terrorist sanctuaries are located in Pakistan and are causing instability in the region. A deadly Taliban suicide bombing against Afghanistan's leading private media group, Tolo News, has created severe domestic and international outrage and is being widely condemned as an assault on freedom of speech. The bombing happened in the western part of Kabul Wednesday evening when a suicide bomber rammed his explosives-laden car into a minibus transporting employees of the TV station from work to their homes. The blast killed at least 7 people and wounded 24 others. The victims did include women and children. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.